It's the first Monday of a brand new month, literally May 1st today, and Washington Mayor Joe Wellman joins us for a city update on Take 5 for your community. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Dwayne.
Take 5, a service of the Emerald Place at Williams Brothers Healthcare Pharmacy. Lots going on in the city for the month ahead.
Yes, we've got several things going on. This week on Thursday is the National Day of Prayer, and we'll have our normal memorial service for that at the courthouse steps at noon. And then on the 15th of May, we also have a law enforcement appreciation service, which is also at the courthouse. Both of those are always really nice events. I guess the big thing coming up in the city will be reopening of the Water World of Washington, May the 27th. Opens at 10 o'clock.
Before you know it, swimming pool season is coming, and we really didn't need pools out back or outside with the recent rains we've had, but
nope.
Could almost fill the pool by the rainwater.
Yes, I hope that people didn't have too much flooding in their basements and crawl spaces. Got a lot of water we had to handle over the weekend, and systems can only handle so much water.
That's for sure. Well, a big weekend for baseball. I know the travel baseball programs are hosting a huge tournament that's going to utilize all 10 fields in the city of Washington. So we're going to have a lot of visitors in town.
A lot of visitors. So ask everybody to drive careful. I hope all the businesses do well. All those 1,000 fans that'll be here or whatever it'll be, will all need to eat something. So hopefully everybody does well, and hopefully everybody remains safe. That ought to be a great event out there.
It really should. They're going to utilize Longfellow, Allen Field, 8 baseball fields at the sports complex, and teams coming from as far away as Kentucky. So they're spending the weekend here, folks. So we hope you'll be hospitable. And I know all the hotel rooms are full for this busy weekend. It's going to be a great weekend for the city.
And I believe that's, both Saturday and Sunday?
Yes, it is. 2-day event. So,
yeah.
And if you get a chance, head out to the ballparks to watch some great games. There's going to be several age groups participating. Again, all 10 fields, a lot of visitors in town this weekend. And with that being said, with visitors coming in and out always, the Team Up to Clean Up groups are forming now and doing their part to keep our city clean.
Yes, and I believe some of them will be out in the next couple of weeks on Saturdays. Again, that's been a great event. This is, the third year for that. You know, and it started out, Dwayne, with just organized groups, not-for-profits, City of Washington employees, different groups like that. But what we've seen last year, neighborhood groups getting together to clean up their neighborhood, just some neighbors getting together. And the city provides, safety vests and gloves and bags. And so all you need to do is call Sam Quast at the wastewater HHW 254-2792. And again, we thank the Arts and Flowers Garden Club for helping put that event on. It's been great. Fortunately or unfortunately, we get a lot of trash picked up. And so if your neighborhood is a little less than stellar, we'd love to have you put together a group with your neighbors and come on out.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, something else to talk about is the community concert series, which continues. And our next show is in August, but the tickets are on sale now. And we've got a national group coming to the Washington High School Auditorium. The Buckingham is going to be a great show.
Ought to be a great show. That's in August, like you say. Between now and then, make sure you get your season tickets for that. We also have season tickets and day passes available at the Clerk Treasurer's office for the Water World of Washington for the season. We'll have the concession stand open once again. We've hired a lot of the young people, high school and college kids, to help us staff that.
So. It's going to be a busy summer around our fair city. Lots of visitors in town for the Knights of Columbus treasure hunt.
Don't forget that, and the Legion's Stars and Stripes drawing.
That's right.
Both really good events, and we welcome anybody to town that's coming to town for any of those events, the drawings or the baseball traveling tournament this weekend. So welcome to Washington.
Absolutely. Mayor Wellman joins us the first Monday of each month for a city update. Mayor, it's always a pleasure. Thanks so much for taking time to get us up to date, and we'll see you next month.
Thank you, Dwayne.
Take 5 for your community, a service of the Emerald Place and Williams Brothers Healthcare Pharmacy.